Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Under 40 feet of green water in southeast Alaska, a diver with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is looking for abalone when suddenly an octopus bursts from the seafloor and darts away. Although this is a shellfish survey, it's not unusual to encounter octopus, sea lions, and even sharks as well. Underwater research and the careful monitoring of fish and shellfish resources is conducted throughout Alaska waters, but the biggest dive program is in southeast Alaska. About 24 commercial fisheries biologists are members of the Southeast Dive Team, and every spring and summer, they spend hours working underwater. Starting in March, the state research vessel Kestrel brings dive teams to different research areas for week-long dive transects. All the major herring stocks in southeast Alaska are surveyed every spring. About 10 shellfish assessment surveys are conducted each summer. These include surveys of sea urchins, sea cucumbers, abalone, and geoduck clams. For sea urchins and sea cucumbers, divers count all the animals seen along designated transects. Geoduck transects are modified to focus more on specific beds where the large clams are found. In all cases, the monitoring provides valuable insights to help biologists manage the shellfish resources. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.